No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
Many of you have now heard the term stepped-up basis and it possibly being eliminated, which is very concerning. I encourage you to schedule your free 15-minute consultation with attorney Harlan Mitchell to find out what you can do to protect yourself and your family. Schedule your appointment with attorney Harlan Mitchell by calling 256-216-9884 or by going to BamaEstatePlanning.com. Do it today. Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta, Nashville, and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
He's got a cold. Nothing to worry about.
Just need a couple of stitches.
Your COVID rapid test is negative.
Oh boy, x-ray shows it's broken.
Trust Trinity Medical Care when you need urgent care or routine medical care. Walk-ins are welcome. Or let Trinity help you virtually with telemedicine. Visit trinity-medicalcare.com for more information and follow them on Facebook. Trinity Medical Care, where your care comes first. Located on Governor's Drive and South Parkway.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hi folks, this is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark Wyatt Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark Wyatt Show. My daddy is your host, Mark Wyatt. Something good
today. Welcome to a Tuesday edition of The Mark Wyatt Show. I am your host, Mark Wyatt. I have a very special guest with me right now. You remember her from Letters Postmarked from the Garden, Lisa Ann Posey. Welcome back to The Mark Wyatt Show, Lisa Ann.
Thank you so much.
Always glad to have you. You love poetry. I enjoy reading your poetry. You had Letters Postmarked from the Garden. I think that was a huge success for you because I believe that you did touch some lives and some people became interested in poetry. Maybe that weren't as interested before.
Yeah, I really did. And even talking to some people when they would write me about my book, they would say, it seems like something that I could write or I could have said, but you seem to have found the words. So there was a lot of similarities and helping people heal, which is exactly what, you know, poetry did for me and what I wanted to do for them, which is to help them not feel alone in certain, you know, conflicts or challenges that have come up in life.
As you mentioned, a key word here is healing, and everybody heals differently. Everybody needs something different to make them feel better. And right now, I think it's very important that people find what does make them feel better, what does help them to heal from whatever hurt they have, whatever they've gone through in life. As years go by and years become decades, we do have things that we carry with us. And at some point, we have to be able to unload the baggage or else we're carrying a lot of weight around that causes us to struggle as people and not necessarily reach our full potential.
I absolutely agree with that. And I really feel like if we suppress all these things, even from when we were younger, if we suppress those and don't let them out, eventually as we get older, they're going to come out in some way or another. Also, when we don't express ourselves, I just read this book in one of my lit classes, and it said, if we don't express ourselves, then it's like we die one piece at a time. So it's so important to do that.
I've seen this enough with my background, dying with regret. And if you don't die suddenly without notice and you have time to think about it, and say you have an illness where you are confined to a bed for several weeks, and you have time to think about what you did or didn't do, you're full of regret. I think that it's good to start thinking about that prior to that moment so that we don't hold regrets. There may be some things that we may wish we had done, but not in the sense that we have that deep sadness, that deep regret that something held us back.
Oh, absolutely. And even at, and I think for me as a follower of Christ, ever since I became a Christian, it has been that I have thought about, because I have this hope in heaven, I'm thinking about later. I think as we are younger, this poet says, and I think about this often, he said that youth promises us immortality, but it fails to uphold its end of the bargain. And I think as we are younger, we think that we don't think about anything later. We're just kind of living for now and doing the things now.
And the vision we have, may have had for ourselves changes over the years with time. And if we live long enough, we're going to look back and say, I don't think that was as important as I thought it was at the time.
You know, I'm in my late 30s and I've decided to, you know, go back to school to finally become a teacher. It's just a dream I've always had since I was young, but I never saw it as something that I could attain. And I'm in my last year and it's so surreal. And even this past birthday, you know, I mean, if you read my book prior, you knew that I had dealt with a marriage that was abusive and left me scarred for the most part. And so that book is a lot of healing within it and how I did it. So I spent a lot of years trying to heal from that while working through these things, while trying to go to school, that it feels so good now to look back and say, you know, but I didn't waste those years. All those years that I spent trying to heal, they weren't wasted because I was trying. And I think that's all we do. It's that we just keep on pressing forward. And as long as we do, and to the best of our ability, you're not going to have regrets. And the time would not have been wasted.
Lisa Ann, do you feel like you got your groove back?
Oh, absolutely. We were talking in class the other day. We had to read, I'm in a young adult lit class, and we had to read this book. It was a pretty heavy book. And we were in a group discussion. And I said, you know, I was a survivor. And one of the students asked me, she said, do you feel like you are a survivor? And I said, absolutely. Not only do I know I survived, but I have thrived. And that's the word that I keep pressing on. I did not allow any of this to take away who I am. And instead, I feel like it's almost like the phoenix rising. Like, I feel like I have found this new part of myself that is just, I don't know what word I want to use. And I'm a poet and I have no idea what word to use, but it's been an incredible journey, and every person along the way, it's been awesome.
And here's the thing, Lisa Ann, I want it to be awesome for other people. There are people out there right now who are in the midst of some of the things that you went through those few years ago, and they have yet to find their groove. They've yet to get themselves back. They're in the middle of the process, and things need to change for them. Things need to turn around. And I'm hoping that maybe some of the messages that we're going to talk about after a quick break will help people as we move forward. And maybe through poetry, maybe through some words or a message that you have, maybe that can help someone out there who is struggling, who's having a difficult time and needs to overcome some hurdles and some challenges. Because if you are doing great, if you are feeling awesome, then I feel like we should pass that torch to someone
okay.
else and be able to help them. And that's a key to life, is when you find success, when you've gone through some challenges, to be able to impart or share some of your experience and your knowledge. That's going to help another person come out of it. And if we can have more people who are feeling good about themselves, who are positive, who are optimistic about moving forward in life, then we're going to be very successful as a whole, as an entirety. But it takes change in the individual for that to happen.
I absolutely agree with that. I really do.
So you're going to stick with me, right, Lisa Ann?
Oh, yeah, I'm here.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break. We're talking to Lisa Ann Posey. You remember her from Letters Postmarked from the Garden. Of course, we've gone through quite a bit since then. In COVID-19, we're at the anniversary date. If you want to call it an anniversary, it's not been a very good relationship. But we are there, and I hope that you've been able to somehow find yourself within this struggle of COVID-19, however it's affected you. But I want to do more. I want to encourage you even more so that we can move forward through this. And if COVID-20 comes and COVID-21, it doesn't matter. You as a person have found your strength and your courage and your ability to overcome challenges. And that's what we're here for here on The Mark White Show. I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I am your host, Mark White.
A little wink, a pat on the back, a big old hug, a little laugh. We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
The best way to buy, sell, and experience land is with Jonathan Berryhill. For your farm, ranch, recreational, hunting, timber, and acreage needs, contact National Land Realty Professional Jonathan Berryhill at 256-874-7354 or email at jberryhill@nationalland.com. Be sure to follow Jonathan Berryhill with National Land Realty on Facebook. This is your land.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
Losing a loved one is hard, but losing a loved one and not having an estate plan is even harder. Attorney Harlan Mitchell witnessed what not having an estate plan can do to families and decided to use his experience to do something about it. I encourage you to go to BamaEstatePlanning.com or give Harlan Mitchell a call at 256-216-9884. Again, that website is BamaEstatePlanning.com. Let Harlan Mitchell help you with estate planning. Do it for those you love and do it today.
Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta, Nashville, and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
He's got a cold, nothing to worry about.
Just need a couple of stitches.
Your COVID rapid test is negative.
Oh boy, X-ray shows it's broken.
Trust Trinity Medical Care when you need urgent care or routine medical care. Walk-ins are welcome, or let Trinity help you virtually with telemedicine. Visit trinity-medicalcare.com for more information and follow them on Facebook. Trinity Medical Care, where your care comes first. Located on Governor's Drive in South Parkway.
Hey everybody, this is Paul Overstreet, and you are listening to The Mark White Show. Stay tuned, because Mark is doing some things on his show that's helping his community and uplifting people, so you stay with him.
He drives into the city, works extra hard all day.
rushes up early so he can get away. 'Cause there's a blue-eyed kid on second base, wants dad to watch him play.
Welcome back to a Tuesday edition of the Mark White Show. I'm glad that you could join us. I hope that you're doing okay today. I hope that you also monitor the weather, as meteorologists across Alabama and other locations outside of the state of Alabama across the southeast are giving the warnings. They're giving the notices for severe weather. Know where the locations are for shelters and make sure that you and your family are safe. Right now I have with me Lisa Ann Posey. I'm so glad to have Lisa Ann with me. You remember her from Letters Postmarked from the Garden. It was a book of poetry, a book of messages, if you will, letters to share with you as she was going through some of the trials that she had in her life, some of those difficult times that she had to work through. And as we talked about in the first segment, she's been able to overcome so much. I believe it's been through the words that she's been able to put out on paper, to be able to share her thoughts. That has been a form of healing for her. Welcome back to the Mark White Show, Lisa Ann.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. I think the last time we were talking about how poetry has just helped me heal and help others and help me just navigate these things that, let's say I have these thoughts in my mind, I'm not quite sure I want to go with them or how I feel. When I put these things on paper, it is there in ink, in my face, and I'm able to just kind of see a picture clearly because it's out of my mind and just here. Usually when I write, I can be battling in my mind three things at one time. And if you don't mind me sharing with you maybe some things that are going on with me right now and how I feel. And so what I can do is, since you know me from the book, I can share one from the book that is super close to my heart. I even remember when I wrote it and where I was, how I felt, and then one that is, and they kind of go together, and it's a little short, but it'll kind of tell you where I'm at right now, and maybe some others might feel the same.
I think that'll be great. So just go ahead, Lisa Ann, whenever you're ready.
I'm going to start with one from my book. It's called Midnight Moon. Midnight Moon, it's me again, still unable to sleep. The time of night when I ask all the questions that cause my mind to not transition to dreams. I try to do what others do, but I don't like counting sheep. Instead, I gaze at the stars that surround you and connect the dots to make an outline of my favorite letters. I love how they all shine bright together, giving me just enough light to not be afraid. Midnight moon, I think of how you must envy the sun so much of its luminance, that you become hungry and engulf its light each night to prepare us for its day. Midnight moon, my sweet friend, you calm my soul with your silence. Hide my secrets in your dust and bury them well. And midnight moon, just one more thing before I go. If I could ask you just one more question, a question I have hidden in the depths of my heart that only comes out at night to cloud the sky, but a question that always lingers until morning. What makes anyone stay? But I feel like that one will always just be close to me. And I want to share this short excerpt that sounds, you know what? I'm not going to explain it. And I'm just going to let you interpret it the way you want. This is called Evolution of a Teen Girl. I spent most of my adolescent years making excuses for men who don't measure up to their title, that it began to feel only natural to continue this for years to come. Do you know that feeling when your favorite pen runs out of ink, this fleeting moment of sadness, but then you just throw the pen away? These are my feelings now, of having no more ink left to write the excuses for men who fall short. That's what I'm feeling right now is, you know, there's this part in me, you know, I'm in my 30s and I'm wanting to date. Of course, COVID-19, you know, kind of really messed that up a little bit, but that's fine. And I want to be, you know, dating and things like that. But I also know that I don't want to settle. And it can be easy to just find someone, but for something to be good for a change. And something good is something that I've always seen for other people, but I've never seen it for myself. And I'm not losing hope to say that that won't happen for me, but that I'm willing to wait for the good.
Let me ask you this, Lisa Ann. Do you feel worthy? I know a lot of people don't feel worthy of having something good. It's always going to be for somebody else.
I do feel worthy because I have done so much work on trying to heal myself and grow in my faith, and and I feel worthy because I am in Christ. Because I have him, I feel worthy. But sometimes, I mean, if I'm being honest, I can be in a crowd of people, and this can be anywhere. This can be, we had a gospel meeting last week where I attend, or I can be in a crowd in Birmingham, or I could be at school, and no matter where I am, and where I go, that's my family. But if I'm being honest, I never feel like I belong. So I think that's the part that really gets me in. And that's kind of what I'm working through right now, is I know without a doubt people love me. But to feel like I actually belong is something that I haven't quite attained yet.
You wonder where your place is, and you know that there are a lot of people around you that be there to support you in a heartbeat, but mm-hmm. It's almost like you're looking at the world from the outside looking in, and you see all the other things, the interactions of other people, but I'm not so sure that Mark has a space there. I've tried to cull out my space to try to find my space, and obviously mm-hmm. through the Mark White Show, that's what I try to do, is to find my space here in the world where I can make a difference in something that I can do, even if it means that I don't necessarily have the connections that I would like to have with people, mm-hmm. yeah. I'm still able to connect in some form. And I think that's the main thing, is finding where we can connect, where we can feel that attachment to people. Mm-hmm. And you just have to find that spot and that place. And it may not necessarily be what we envision. As you said in the first segment, we're talking about as young people, dreams and ideas and thoughts that we have for ourselves and goals that we may set, and we don't attain those goals, we don't necessarily reach those goals. But if we can look at what we do reach and say, mission accomplished, I got to a point that I'm happy with myself, I do feel worthy, I do feel like someone who is worth your time, and mm-hmm. I think that I do have a lot to offer, and we see that in ourselves, I think we've yes. gotten to a good place.
Yes. Oh, I like that you said that, because I think that's where I'm at, because I don't want to diminish any, because I love connecting with people, and I am close to so many people. I will tell you, I was with a sister, this was one day about a month ago, and we were sharing some things that we were battling with, and we were literally holding each other's hands, just crying and just talk. I mean, I have these moments and these beautiful things with people, and I think you said it kind of struck in my head that I know I'm worthy, but I don't know if anyone will I know I'm worthy, I don't know if someone will find me worthy. There we go. That's Is this do I need to be laying on the couch when we're talking right now? I don't know if I need to give you a copay.
That's funny.
I mean, what is going on here?
I do try to feel what my guests are feeling. I've had experiences too, Lisa Ann, and so I think that helps me do this show. We as people have something inside of us that we want to share, and we don't have enough opportunities to really share it. I don't think that it can be conveyed, say, in a Facebook post. I think right. that we have to be able to verbally communicate ourselves with inflection and all the various things that go into our voice. And that's what you're able to do, and you begin yes. to understand the person that you're listening to. And I hope that listeners who are listening right now, that that's being conveyed, that I want people to know you, Lisa Ann, and where you're coming from, as they hear messages that are shared by you.
Yeah, and I hope that they understand that everything that I say, it really does come from the heart, and I mean it out of love. So much that I can even, I mean, what is that Shel Silverstein book? Oh, I Am the Giving Tree. I Will Sacrifice Myself. You know, it's that's when we need to learn boundaries. I have poems about that too. So
I want people to be able to hear messages from you, and that's what I'm sharing with listeners right now, is that we're looking at Lisa Ann sharing messages with you, and I want you to be able to think about what Lisa Ann is sharing, use it and apply it in your own life, and I hope that the messages that Lisa Ann shares will be an encouragement to you. You're going to also be able to connect with Lisa Ann through those segments that we do, so you'll be able to reach out to her through these messages that she shares. If you have a thought or a feeling about what she's saying, you can connect with Lisa Ann, and I think that's a good thing, that we can network with each other and know that there are people out there, because people know that they can reach out to me through the Mark White Show. They can email me. They can send messages. I'll connect with them. We'll talk. I try to help people however I can. Sometimes I'm not as adequate as I might want to be, but I will find some way to try to connect someone with what they need.
Oh, yeah, I love that. Even if, you know, if you were to, if there would be something where I knew that there was a message that someone needed, or a question, or, you know, it's kind of like when I was talking to a friend, they're recently going through a divorce, and it's like I gave them these step-by-steps, and I was like, look, this is what's going to happen. The ugliest parts will come out of a person. You are going to mourn. You are going to, like, if you can, and I gave them all these steps, because right now it's a blur, but if you can tell me what's going to happen, and this is maybe how I am, if you can tell me what's going to happen, it's going to help me cope a little bit more, and to see someone that has gotten to the other side of it.
Yes.
And that's the message. So I would love to know if there is something that someone needs. I would love to help that, and maybe I have something, and if not, you know, I always have a pen and paper, so.
Well, what I'm thinking, Lisa Ann, is maybe post this on Tuesdays, and that way we have a particular day where people know that Lisa Ann's going to be joining us on the Mark White Show, and we'll have your messages in the segments intertwined into the show, into the afternoon show at 5 p.m. Central Standard Time, 6 p.m. Okay. Eastern Standard Time. And of course, people can find that on Facebook. They can find it on Instagram. They can also subscribe to the Mark White Show podcast, which I just now included TuneIn Radio, as well as what we have had, Apple iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Audio Boom, SoundCloud, Blueberry, and YouTube. So they'll be able to find it at those places as well. Lisa Ann, I'm looking forward to this, and I'm looking forward to hearing your messages and being able to share these with listeners. And I do think it's going to help them moving forward and maybe find their voice in your voice.
I hope so. And can I just tell you, to be able to be heard is something that is, I feel very blessed with this. So thank you. I want to thank the people for listening to me. So I hope that I can help them find their voice as well. So you're absolutely right on what you said.
Lisa Ann Posey, thank you for joining me here on the Mark White Show today, and looking forward to the messages. And we're going to get those out there on Tuesdays. Looking forward to that. And I hope that you as a listener are looking forward to that as well. You've heard Lisa Ann. You've heard some of her background. You've heard some messages from her that I believe can be an encouragement to you. I hope that if this show is an encouragement to you, you will share it with your friends, your neighbors, and your family members. Let them know about the Mark White Show. We're here to recognize difference makers and share their stories to encourage and inspire us all to make a difference where we can. And I think that if we look at people who are difference makers, so to speak, who have had success, and we realize that they've gone through challenges to be at that point, then we can realize that we're also worthy, and I think that's a key word here, we're worthy of that as well. So I hope that that's what you get from the Mark White Show, is that you have the potential wherever you're at. Of course, as I mentioned, you can follow the Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and you can also subscribe to the Mark White Show podcast, and I hope you'll do that. Again, that's on TuneIn Radio, Apple iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Audio Boom, SoundCloud, Blueberry, and on YouTube. You have been listening to another edition of the Mark White Show, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
who live and love in my hometown. Ah, these are my kind of people.
Hi, everybody. This is DJ Thomas. You know, raindrops may be falling on your head, but on Kyla's corner, she's living life sunny side up. Nothing
seems to fit. You are my sunshine. Only.
This is Kyla Carter of Kyla's Corner. You can hear my segment every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on The Mark White Show. Remember to tune in every Saturday and always live life sunny side up.
Please don't take my sunshine away.
Is it time for a haircut? Go see my friends Philip Butler and B.H. Parker at Southwind Barbershop, located at 1637 Lee Street in Rogersville, Alabama. Give them a call at 256-247-5658. That's 256-247-5658.
If you like hickory smoked ribs that fall apart at the slightest pull, or barbecue shoulders that are so slow smoked each tender bite melts in your mouth, then you are going to love Baby Jack's Barbecue. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett and Arlington. Try the barbecue chicken, beef brisket sandwich, barbecue potato, it is huge, or the Baby Jack Trio, pork, turkey, or beef brisket sliders. You like wet ribs? They like dry ribs. Get one slab that has them both. Catering? Baby Jack's can feed a family or an army. Drive in, drive through, order online, or come in and set them in. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett at Highway 70 in Appling, or in Arlington at Highway 70, just a block west of 385.
Hello, my name is Christian Martinez. I'm a rising senior at Athens Bible School. My school is great because of the wonderful environment in which students can grow and flourish. We have great academics that include the University Preparatory Diploma and dual enrollment courses that lead to an associate's degree before high school graduation. All my teachers and the school's employees are Christians who are devoted to the welfare of students. We have an excellent student body, competitive sports program, and study the Bible first thing every day. It's a great place. Please consider joining us at ABS next year, or give that special child in your life the great opportunity I have.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still Your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15228 Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
The Dependable Service Center.
High Five Liquidation is coming to Athens, Alabama. At High Five Liquidation, everything is only $5. Household items, automotive items, kitchen and bath items, air fryers, Citizen watches, shop vacs, Instapots, crock pots, clothing, and much, much more. At High Five Liquidation, everything is $5. Located at 1206 Highway 31 South in Athens, just north of Ramona J's. Give them a call at 256-444-2682. You can also follow them on Facebook at High Five Liquidation. Stay tuned for the grand opening date coming soon.
Oh, won't you hear me, people, when I say, let's all do something good.